from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm Pastor Roland. And I welcome you to this fabulous program, a very special program, which you're not likely to hear the likes of anywhere else. Well, perhaps somewhere, but not very many places. Very special program because I've got the complete package. I've got the complete package here. People are suffering from a multitude of problems. They have all manner of issues. They have emotional issues, mental health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, family issues, work issues. You see what I mean? So many that it can get awfully complicated at times, but the answer is actually very simple. There is a very basic answer to all of these issues. Now, how do people's lives get out of control? Their emotions get out of control. Their thoughts are out of control. Their finances, their relationships. So many things are out of control. How does this happen? Well, it begins. It started somewhere. Long time ago, when you were a child, you were not out of control. You were happy, healthy, full of joy, full of love, full of enthusiasm, looking forward to life. And you leapt from bed every morning and ran barefoot over the carpet, ready to meet the day and filled with exuberance. Something happened. Okay? And there had to be a first time that it happened. There was a first. See? And very often, ladies and gentlemen, it begins when we're little, when we are upset. And the rest of our life, we're trying to play catch-up. We go through life and things upset us as things that are like what happened to us, that are similar to what happened to us, that resemble what happened to us, or people who resemble the kinds of people who hurt us, who betrayed us, who shocked us, who emotionalized us. See? Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't just one thing. It was a series of things over the years. And of course, when you were a teenager, you were very emotional. All teenagers are emotional. And you reacted emotionally to so many things. And what happened is, from the time you first became upset when you were a little child, see, until all the way through your teen years and into early adult, one thing compounded upon another. So now you are basically pockmarked, riddled with emotional traumas, big ones and little ones. Big ones and little ones. Thousands of them or tens of thousands of them. See, now some people have a great big gigantic one. Most people have a series of many, many little ones. And maybe a big one. And it all comes from overreacting. Now, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of learning not to overreact. And the reason I have the package deal here is because I can teach you with the meditation that I have. Incidentally, I just made a brand new meditation for anger management. It is absolutely beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. It's four parts practice the meditation. There's an introduction, then there's a nice lecture at the end. It's a beautiful, beautiful meditation. You can order it for $50. You'll get a CD. You'll get a CD, a booklet, and a couple of ebooks on CD. You really should get it. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Yes, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Indeed, write to me. I don't get enough cards and letters. I love letters. Send me a letter. Would you like to make a donation to help me? Have you been listening in for a while and you'd like to help? Or perhaps you'd like to have a copy of my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, or my brand new book, Mike's Story, the true story of a man who overcame depression, anxiety, bipolar, and so on. Would you like a copy of the book? Would you, and maybe, and personally inscribed to you and autographed by me? Well, then just write to me. Write to me and send a check. Send a donation of, $25 or more to cover the cost of me getting the book and mailing it to you and everything. And then you'll get a wonderful book. It'll be good for you to read and fun and helpful. Full of insights, and it'll help you in your life, and it'll help me. See, it'll help me stay on the air and help other people. The address will be given again at the program by the announcer, so get your pen and paper handy, and then you can write to me. Now, I was saying I have the complete package deal. I can teach you with the meditation, and we have a regular meditation. You don't have to get the one for anger management. I have a regular meditation. You can go online. You can go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, and there you can actually download the meditation for $10. For $10, you can download the meditation in 2 e-books and a booklet. All of that for only $10. I'm practically giving it away. And you can learn how to, first of all, you learn how to calm down, how to stop overreacting to people, places, and things, how to stand back from negative thoughts and emotions, you know, all the negative ideas, the squirrel cage of thinking, worries, doubts, and fears, and so on. You'll learn how to stand back from those. See, and stand back from your emotions. You'll learn how to become a little bit objective, a little bit calmer, more dispassionate. See? And you can return to the state of mind you had before your very first upset. That's what you need to do, to return to the state of mind before your very first upset, before your first upset, before the programming begun. Okay? All right. And if you can do that, if you can find that type of a mental awareness, that type of a stance, see, then you will be able to then go out in the world and not overreact again. See, now you keep overreacting more and more. So the first thing you'll do is learn how to go out without overreacting and not adding more reactions. So you won't add more trauma. And then, having calmed down and not adding new ones, you'll be able to deal with the ones from the past that will then begin to surface one at a time. Coming off the assembly line, you'll be able to deal with each one. There it is. There's the trauma. There are the memories. There's the emotion. There's the resentment. You look at it. See? Then it's gone. Then here comes another one. See? It's very simple. There will be a little bit of repentance involved. There'll be a little sadness, a little pain, and a little bit of remorse when you see your own part of what went wrong. Usually your part was resentment. Anger, resentment, see? It's God's plan for recovery. See, there's no psychiatrist, there's no psychologist, there's no counselor, there's no team of all of these people, no team of a whole bunch of them that can hold a candle to God and His inner light, see, which will be able to shine upon all of your traumas, and like the sun shines upon an old towel and makes it fresh and clean. Likewise, if you can refine your own inner ground of good, see, get a little closer to the inner light, a little closer to what you know in your heart is right, and a little bit distant to all of the external teases, taunts, temptations, and torments, then you'll have it made in the shade. Now, having said that, let's move on. I want to cover a couple of news items. I want to say something about the death of Whitney Houston. All of the facts are not in yet. Apparently the coroner has the matter under investigation, but it's been said that she may have died from a combination of prescription medications and alcohol. And there was a picture, I saw the picture on Yahoo of her and her daughter, and it said her and her daughter partied together, and that Whitney was somewhat upset about the fact that her daughter was had observed her and her husband partying so much, and now her daughter was partying too. But you see, whenever I see a person like this, the question always comes to me, the question always arises, where is her husband, or where was her husband? See, a husband, where was her father? Where is the father? How could a lady, look, she's just a lady. I know she's a big star. We tend to look up to stars, but remember, she's just a person. Just a person, maybe like your neighbor, your daughter, your mom, or your sister. See, your cousin, she's just a lady. Where was her father to be protective, to protect her and guide her? See? Or a husband to protect her and guide her? Where were these people? See, that's the question that I have. And why was she, a lot of people too, they get out of control and they're actually asking for help. See, a lot of people are out of control, or they're acting naughty, or they're acting over emotional. They would like somebody to stop them, with love, with a firm but gentle hand, you know, to stop. But nobody cares. Nobody's there. See, when somebody's out of control, a lady's out of control and partying, then you have a bunch of men coming around. They want to take advantage. See, what do? They give her another marijuana to smoke, or another cocaine to take, or they give her another drink. Here's another drink, they say, like they're doing her a favor. Let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a drink. Where's the love? See, where is the love? Remember that beautiful song? It was back, was it in the 60s or 70s? It was called "Where Is the Love." That's a question I have. Where is the love? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I'm going to say about that topic. Now let's move on to the next topic. I'm looking at the Arts and Leisure section of the New York Times, the Sunday Arts and Leisure section. A lot of new movies. I have a comment about movies after this important announcement. Please stay tuned.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, look at all these movies. The Secret World of Arrietty. War Horse. Magnificent, dazzling, it says. 6 Academy Award nominations. The Descendants. Hugo. Academy Award nomination, including 11 Best Picture. Safe House, Denzel Washington, Ryan Reynolds, This Means War, the funniest comedy of the year. Well, I don't know about that, but look at all these movies. Well, let me say a word about movies. I don't watch a lot of new movies because, frankly, they make me dizzy. There's too much going on. They're too loud, and there's often there's bad words. I don't enjoy the bad words, but I like older movies. The last movie I saw was My Fair Lady. My wife and son and I watched My Fair Lady with Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison. Very nice movie. Anyway, let me say something about movies. We can learn from, look, if you are objective, if you're able to stand back and observe things without getting lost in them and observe them, you can learn from movies. As a matter of fact, you could be at home watching a movie on television, hopefully a decent movie, and your children are there. It's a decent movie, and then some bad things happen, and you can say, look, that's what happens to bad people. That's what happens to people that don't live properly. That's what happens to people who take drugs or gamble or what have you, see? So it can be an instructional thing, and the children won't be traumatized by it because you're there, and they look at it like you. They stand back, and they learn how to watch a movie, stand back and observe objectively like you do, see? So it can be a positive thing. But I wanted to say something about video games. On one of my blogs, the question that I posed in the headline was, should children play video games? And then my answer was no. That was it. That's all I said was no. Well, of course, you can imagine that brought forth someone who said, well, I disagree. I think video games are great and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know something? I think video games are not good for a whole bunch of reasons. One, they're a waste of time. Two, many of them are not proper. And some of you parents are a bit naive. You know, you watch a little bit of the beginning of the video game, you think, well, it's not so bad. Here's a couple of this people, and they're doing this and that. Well, you just wait till later on in the video game. Some really awful things happen. The second thing is it teaches people to react in a... it teaches people to go out in life and then act, and then... I don't even know how to say this properly. To say a bad thing or do a bad thing instantaneously like they would when they're playing the video game. I don't think it's good at all. I don't think it's good. And it anesthetizes them to violence. There's way too much violence. Way too much violence. And the more violence people watch, the more it anesthetizes them to it. Inures them to it, makes them feel comfortable with it. I don't think that's good at all. And secondly, it's the nature of the medium. Remember Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message. Well, I don't agree with that, but his point was the medium is important. What is wholesome for us is reading. Reading is wholesome. It engages the imagination in a good way. It allows the imagination to properly exercise itself. See, if you're reading, you have to imagine what the scene looks like, what the people look like, and so on and so forth. So it engages the imagination in a healthy way. Video games give you a they do the work for the imagination. And the other thing is radio. Radio is very good. For example, listening to poetry, listening to a radio drama. Did you know that... that Unshackled. Have you ever listened to Unshackled? Oh, you must. It's on the Christian radio stations. It's a radio drama. It's half hour. Most of the stations that have it, it's every day, 7 days a week. And they have radio, it's a radio drama acted out. It's just really excellently done. The stories of people who had problems, alcohol problems, drug problems, all kinds of problems, and they overcame those problems. It's called Unshackled. It's the longest-running radio drama in history. They've made thousands of them. But my point is that it engages the imagination in a very healthy way. So I would say for kids, no video games. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. we'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Yes, here I am. I'm a pastor, and I am available. I'm an amazing person. I'm available here on the radio, and I'm also available for chat, telephone, or email consultation. Now, how many pastors do that? How many pastors are on the radio and personally available for email chat? In other words, you know, texting chat. Or by phone. See? So I walk the walk. I walk the walk. I talk about the principles on the radio, and then I'm there to help you apply them in your life. Okay? 7 days a week I'm there. Now, I want to finish up here. I had so many news articles to get. Something came to me when I was talking about video games. I want to say something about the closing of the Catholic schools. I think it's a terrible mistake, an absolutely terrible mistake. If you have anything to do with a Catholic school, a parochial school, you know, elementary, middle school, or high school, and you can somehow, in some way, help through fundraising or through being on the board of directors or making a donation or whatever you can do, just being there and saying, please keep it open. If you can keep the school open, please do so. Because once the school closes, it's never going to open again. See? And I don't care. I was reading about some school in New York, a very nice Catholic high school, I guess, and now the enrollment is down. They said, well, the enrollment is down 50%, so we have to close. No, you don't. You don't have to close. See? And I've heard the old song and dance, well, vocations are down, and there aren't as many priests, sisters, and brothers anymore, and this and that, and the facilities are old, and blah, blah, blah. I've heard the whole story. You don't need new facilities, just a building, a couple of rooms, some books. They don't have to be new, the latest books. They can be older books. And a blackboard and some chalk, and a couple of teachers who are willing to do it for a modest amount, and somebody who's willing to coach a little bit of sports. You don't have to have a big football team. Tons of equipment going all over the state. You can just have modest sports or a little tennis, or take them for some swimming down at the YMCA. You can have modest things. It doesn't have to be big. Keep the school open, because I have seen the schools right here in where I live. I have seen that when they close, they don't open, whether it's Catholic school or another type of private school. They don't come back. They don't come back. It's gone and gone forever. So keep it open. Never mind if the enrollment is down. Never mind if there's just a few students. It doesn't matter. What do you need a whole bunch of students for? You can have a small class. Nothing wrong with a small class. So I'm begging you, if you're connected with parochial school, please do what you can to help keep it going. So it'll be there for people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why I've run so short on time. I wish I had more time on the air, but I can't. If somebody makes a big donation, then I could buy more air time. I'm doing the best I can. I will be right back. Please listen to this announcement. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start
is with the mission exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, yes, listener-supported. Okay, if you want to find out about my the counseling that I have, where you can talk to me, chat with me, email me, go to dearpastor.tk. Dear Pastor, www.dearpastor.tk. Or, of course, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Or you can write to me. It'll all be given again by the announcer. Thanks for listening. Listen in every week to my program. Help me if you can. I'm solely supported by the generous donations of people like you. Please help if you can. Until next time, may God bless. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.